Meow, 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 meow. Perfect. That's how you test your headphones out?
Meow, 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 meow. Perfect.
All right.
Fucking cam. Fucking cam. Fucking cam. Fucking cam.
It's like a taxi driver fucking camp. All the animals come out at night.
This feels right.
I like this.
Brian Pollock. Thanks, Bri-Bri.
Thanks.
It's a big week for us.
Oh my gosh.
We're taking it on the road together.
It's upon us, y'all. August 16th and 17th, your mommies are coming to Tejas. 16th in Houston at Fitzgerald's. 17th, Dallas at the Curtain Club. And if you haven't got your tickets, you're just a fool. You're a darn fool.
But you can still grab them. You can grab them online. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com or go to tomsegura.com or go to christinacomedy.com. There's a link for either city at either one of those places. Houston Friday, Dallas Saturday, and then we're back here, and then we're planning our next cities after that. So,
do you want to know what the next ones are, Jeans?
What do you mean?
Well, September 27th, we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio.
I'm talking about brand new ones, but yeah, go ahead.
And then September 30th, we're going to Zany's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Now, those are just two one-nighters that we've announced. There's other ones coming up we don't want to say yet.
Right.
Those dates are also on tomsegura.com, christinacomedy.com, and yourmomshousepodcast.com. So get your tickets now. August 22nd through 24th, the Comedy Spot Comedy Club, Scottsdale, Arizona. And then September 4th through 7th, Cap City Comedy Club, Austin, Tejas.
That's what's up.
September 12th through 14th, the Underground Comedy Club in Toronto, Canada. Yeah. And that's it for now, Jeans. What about you?
Where am I going next? I pull them all the way up over my head, and I'll tell you where I go. I'm slacking right now because I'm trying to organize all this shit. I go to Philadelphia. Very excited. The 29th, 30th, 31st of August. Helium in Philly. That'll be fun. McGuire's in Long Island, the 5th through the 7th. Fort Lauderdale Improv, 12th through the 14th. I love having that Sunday off, man.
Mm.
Then the Columbus Zanies, all that good stuff. The other dates have not yet been announced, but that's it for now. Sounds good, right?
Hells,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this weekend. It's going to be so much fun.
I'm excited. I think I love meeting the mommies, and these mommy events are so much more special than when you just meet people like on your club weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a whole room of mommy. It's a house of mommy.
The house that mommy built.
Yeah, it's pretty cray.
All right, Jeans. Ready to start the show?
Oh my God. We have so much to cover.
So much to cover.
Huge show today.
I'm going to sing Cher Lloyd by Cher Lloyd or Rebecca Gilbert. And don't forget all the trouble we got into.
Why does somebody not know how to flush the toilet after they've had a shit?
What do you mean?
Well, I was fucking one of yes. Disgusting! This is a picture!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I thought he'd have a shit.
Such a great... Oh, you got to see the video. You know, somebody... we got the video submitted by a number of people. And the first time that I saw it, it was a few days ago. And it had like a... It's so great. It's these two little girls. What are they, Scottish?
I think so, yeah. I think that's Scottish. Have you had a shite?
Shite.
I think shite is how... I don't
shite.
Know. What do I know? If you're Scottish and listening, let us know if this is...
on the road. If Yeah, if you're Scottish, let us know. I thought they were Scottish.
Had the shit.
These two little girls are sitting. They're like doing what little, you know, kids do, like making. They're right. I can't even understand what that girl's fucking saying.
Let's play it again. Can we hear it?
Oh yeah, I have no idea what she's saying. Here we go.
I'm gonna sing "Charlotte" by Charlotte or Rebecca Gilbert.
I mean, that's English.
And don't forget all the trouble we got into.
Why does somebody not know how to flush the toilet after they've had a shit? Well, I was fucking one of yes. Disgusting.
It's so fantastic.
See, that to me is good parenting.
Of course.
Okay, that is exactly...
Yeah, and there's people that have criticized the shit out of this woman.
Oh, bullshit. That's how you talk to your kids. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times my parents came after me the same way.
Yeah.
Not with that cool accent, but...
Yeah.
You know how many times I've been shamed? Yeah, like for not flushing the toilet. And that's how you learn to fucking flush the toilet, right?
Yeah, fear.
How many times did you not flush?
Fear is underestimated.
Oh, fear's a great motivator for people.
Sometimes, but I always laughed.
Oh, you didn't actually feel the fear.
But I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm not into like leaving. That was never my thing to not flush.
Well, I don't know if kids do it intentionally. I don't know if.
Right.
I did it. I remember one time my mother was dating this wonderful guy who I actually liked so much. And I was like 6 years old and we were at his house for the night. And I took a shit in his bathroom and didn't flush. I guess I just forgot.
Yeah.
And I remember he called me and he pointed to it. He calls me into the bathroom and he's like, did you forget to do something? He was an American guy. So it was very calm and very weird for me to have that calm American approach. And I was like, oh, I was so humiliated. It was very shameful, actually, to have him pointing out my turd in the bowl. And I really liked him. I wanted to impress him. So it was very shameful for me.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
And now I shit everywhere. I don't care.
Yeah.
That was a bad memory.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right. I don't do that anymore.
You gotta look up this video if you haven't seen it yet, though, the one that we just played, because it's really amazing to see. It's so authentic.
Yeah.
You see the girls, like, the best part is that there's two sisters. The older sister might be like, I don't know, 10, and the younger sister's probably like 5 or 6, and the younger one just makes faces into the camera because she's seeing herself. She's like, and then the older one's the one talking. And the mother comes in and clearly doesn't know what they were just doing because she's just coming in so impulsively fast and upset. Yeah. And they both snap around like, well, and that's why you get that moment captured. Last time I looked at it, it had well over 2 million views in a couple of days.
So good.
Yeah, it's so great.
Good stuff.
So, I got to tell you and our listeners, so many people came out to see me in Scottsdale.
Oh, that's great.
And a number of people came to multiple shows.
Mommy's
which is
ahoy.
Always fucking amazing to me.
That's what you want, son.
Yeah. So I appreciate everybody that came out. I just didn't, you know, I didn't expect that. And the shows were so much fun. I have recordings of both shows Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And both shows have one, I throw out a table. A group, and it's this girl's birthday, and I throw them out, and I just am so fucking mean about them.
Mm-hmm.
It felt so good because they were, this one chick was just talking throughout everybody's set. Mm. So getting to toss her was really, really fun.
That always makes you feel
so
good.
Yeah, I'll put that audio up at some point. It was really fun. And then some drunk as shit Serbian guy was like talking so loud they just escorted him out, but it was the recording of it is really fun. So thanks to everybody that came out. Let's see, I can even name some people that came out. Patricia Tompkins. Let's see here. I'm looking through these photos you guys posted. So fucking
awesome. This feels
awesome.
Like, was it Romper Room at the end where she would look through a magic wand and she would go, I see Tommy and Janet and Susan and Alice.
That's what it feels like now?
Yeah, like, oh. Do you remember, you might be too young for Romper Room.
Yeah, and guess what? I don't know how to do this anymore. So you get the only shout out, Patricia.
There you go.
But everybody that came out, and especially those that came to multiple shows, everybody said they were going to go see your jeans up when you wear them.
Oh, the comedy spot.
Yeah, but I had the best time in AZ.
Well, good. You know, Arizona, it's such an interesting place. It's a party place. Like, people really like...
It's fucking Vegas light.
People like to party and get hammered and go out barefoot. And they're also fucking crazy because the desert makes you crazy. There's no sane person that should live in a desert climate. And these people do. And that's why they're fun at night. They blow off some steam.
And a lot of parties. I mean, hotel had multiple parties.
Okay.
Like I would get back from my second show at 1 o'clock in the morning. And there's people sitting by the pool just getting hammered. Like, what's up, man?
Did you get laid?
Yeah, of course I got laid. But I'm talking about just the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Was just party, party,
get
party.
Get your dick wet?
A little bit. Hmm. And then the hotel, apparently.
I got laid so much in Omaha.
That's good. Yeah. The did you really get laid?
Oh, just so many deep dickens. And
oh, yeah, you nasty fuck.
Is that from Omaha?
That was Late Show Saturday.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
You never talk to me like that. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Guys, so much mail has poured in this last week. We've got so much to catch up on with you guys. So first of all, super important update. This one came in from a guy named Jacob. Apparently, there's been a Stevie sighting.
What?
In Nashville.
Stevie?
The Stevie is...
People changes.
That's right.
People changes.
I mean, okay. So here's what he wrote. I don't know. Let's see. He goes, as I was driving through town the other day.
It's a perfect town for him, by the way.
Of course, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I noticed a guy selling those homeless newspapers with huge glasses, cowboy hat with a feather in it, and a winter coat in July.
sounds
like our boy.
He's the only dad I've ever known.
If somebody listening knows Stevie in Nashville, you have to get him to our show.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. So it goes, lo and behold, it was our long lost retard, and in the parentheses, ED, our retarded mother, Stevie, caught me so off guard. I didn't believe it at first, but after a little Google work, I found that he had moved to Nashville.
Oh my God.
And the arrest record supported that. I think he might be an interesting addition to the live show here in September. If I can find him again, I may bring him and leave my buddy at home. Good idea, or would it probably just be a disaster?
Best idea ever.
Bring your buddy. Don't leave your buddy at home.
I'll tell you what. If you bring Stevie...
epic.
Yeah, it'll be epic. We'll get you some drinks. We'll make it worth your while.
Yeah.
Please, if anybody in Nashville sees Stevie, let him know that he's got huge... huge fans.
She ripped my ring out of my ear, and I had to go to the hospital and have stitches over that. And I asked her that one time. I said, "You ever been hit by a guy?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, now you have. I'm not like these other men that you can run over and just push around." I said, "I'm myself, but I've got a temper. I can control it."
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
that is so exciting. A little Google work. I found that he had moved to Nashville and had an arrest record. I wonder what that looks like. What is going on?
We read his one time, one of his jail letters. Remember?
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's really got a digital trail.
It was like for love.
Right.
It was his sex.
Right.
Here's what I'm into.
People get mad.
People do get mad.
People get mad.
Yep.
So a lot of people also wrote in a cure for Tommy's face flakes, beard flakes.
I got a lot of tweets about that.
Yeah, so what are people saying?
Some of them had recommended a specific brand face balms. Mm. And then I got actually photos of beard oils. So, oh my God, I almost forgot. Mm. The couple in Arizona, thank you so much, they brought coffee. Espresso beans the second time.
Good.
They came, Fiona and Christian, I think. Mm. Great, sweet couple. Thank you for the espresso. But
what?
Beard oil is what I've been told to get.
Yes. Now, you thought that was a ludicrous suggestion that you put lotion on your dry face.
Right.
You thought that I was
insane. Were like, just get some moisturizer
yeah.
and rub it into your hair on your face.
Into your skin.
But, babe, skin is under hair. What part of this is not registering?
Again, but you... I mean, how else are you going to moisturize? It's not like your beard hair is 5 feet long.
They make a beard oil. It's an oil that does that.
I know. So this girl Samantha wrote to us.
Oh my God.
And suggested a beard oil, and I just...
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Why do you have to make the face when you scratch your
asshole? Because it was really itchy.
Yeah, but it looks like you're shitting.
I'm not shitting. I'm scratching my balls and my taint.
Okay. So thank you guys for your suggestions. I've ordered it, and so it should get here shortly, hopefully for you.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Also, really exciting. So many of you wrote in.
It really works.
So many of you wrote in with your shit triggers. You shared some with
these,
us.
These, and I have not read one. So you please let me know what some of these are. I'm very excited.
Justin Shiz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm beginning to suspect some of these names are not real. But Justin writes, my morning routine is wake up, make coffee, drink coffee, smoke cigarette, and then shit.
Wow.
I will even hold my poops in the morning until I finish my cig and then race to the toilet. Whoa. I mean, that for me used to be my go-to. That was my routine for many, many years.
Cigarettes used to do it to me, too.
Shit, a cigarette. Oh, my
one
God,
one smoke
dude.
And boom.
Alexander writes, hey, Jeans, my poop trigger is video games. Ever since I was young, as soon as I sit down to enjoy some gaming, I'd have a turtle head poking out.
Really? See, that's right. Interesting to me. I wouldn't suspect that.
Yeah, neither would I. I guess he says, I think it has to do with your body being excited and stimulating, and everybody has a different thing that stimulates them.
It's very interesting logic from that young man.
Alexander, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
John writes, the smell of coffee... or just lifting the lid to a crock pot of baked beans with the pork salt floating on top.
Wow.
Baked beans. Interesting poop
trigger. I think I can figure that out.
Well, I can tell you exactly what causes that kind of fart.
Let's see what the other one. A lot of people also agree with Top Dog. Pooping in grocery stores is amazing. Let's see. Trina writes, Top Dog's absolutely correct. Pooping in the grocery store is amazing because there's usually not a lot of people running in and out of there. I have IBS, so I try to stick with stores where I know the bathrooms are either nice, low traffic, or easy to get to. I panic a little when I'm in Lowe's or Home Depot because you'll never find the bathroom in there. True.
Wow. So she knows exactly what he's talking about.
PetSmart has awesome bathrooms, and I can pick up treats for my dog when I'm done.
Hmm.
So that's enough one. Let's
see. I shit at Petco over the one that we've been to. Yeah. It wasn't the best.
I didn't even know they had a toilet.
Yeah, it's in the back. It's for the employees.
Do you want to hear some more poop triggers?
Of course.
Justin writes, definitely have some poop triggers that come with the idea of eating certain foods. Yogurt or smelling coffee. That's a huge one for people. Coffee.
Yogurt.
Smelling it. Here's one that's...
eating yogurt or smelling yogurt?
I think just the thought of eating the yogurt. He knows that it's gonna come.
Make it go boom, boom.
This one's kind of an issue. Tristan writes, I have a unique poop trigger. For whatever reason, I got into a habit of going to the bathroom in the evening, usually after my girlfriend had gone to bed. I would also do the dishes around this time of night. Because doing the dishes is boring as shit, I would generally tend to get high first and put on a podcast to make the task less boring. Well, because I would do it so often, I would generally smoke weed, start doing some dishes, take a shit, then get back to the dishes. It became a habit, and before I knew it, as soon as I would take that first hit of weed in the evening, I would immediately have to take a shit.
Pavlovian.
Yeah. Then it started getting weird. If I would take a hit of weed during the middle of the day, I would have to go shit right away.
Wow, it just conditioned him.
Mm-hmm. He's learned to control it now. But if the thought even crosses my head, I'm going to smoke weed tonight and clean the kitchen, I instantly need to go shit, kind of like a stoner version of Pavlov's dogs. Wow.
Wow.
So there you go, guys. Yep. Wow. Oh, smell of bacon and being scared, Kathleen writes, one of our lady poopers.
Being scared.
That's pretty universal. Yeah.
But she's saying if she gets scared, she's got to take a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Well, here's another one. Let's see. Andy writes, eating, obviously. I can't be backed up in the shit pipes because I shit twice a day. But if I eat a full meal within 50 minutes, I will be on the can.
Mm.
So, yeah.
These are great ones, man.
Yeah.
Really didn't know what was going to happen. Didn't know when those were going to.
Now, here's another one from Adam. Mommies, my wife, mother, and sister all have the same brown trigger, Target. My wife steps foot into a Target, hands me the list, and says, I'll come find you every time, like clockwork. Now, it's interesting because Target makes me dizzy and lightheaded.
Right.
And freaks me out. So something's going on.
That's a busy can, though.
Well, you shit in Target many a time.
No.
Yeah.
No, not
babe,
many.
Every time we go to Target, you're like, I gotta take a shit.
That's not true.
Yeah. William writes, coffee, cigarettes, and yoga.
Yoga?
It's coffee, I think unanimously.
Yeah, coffee was an obvious one. I was expecting a few more different answers.
Well, there you go, from our listeners. Thank you guys for submitting your poop triggers.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Very fascinating stuff. I love reading these. They really make my heart sing.
And, yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
What makes you make... Oops. What makes your brown come out?
Ooh, you make my brown come out.
I say you make my brown come out.
Ooh, you make me
wipe.
Oh, yeah. Wipe down. That was originally wipe down.
Yeah, that's true.
And another bathroom thing. I was at the airport picking you up the other day, and I went to use the restroom, and I look in the stall next to me, and I see some feet, right? But the feet are not pointed out towards the door of the cubicle. Dude, they're facing towards the toilet.
Come on.
Yeah.
So somebody mounted the toilet in reverse?
Like reverse cowgirled the toilet. I'm only assuming that she was hovering and that she didn't want to.
But why face
it? Dude, I've never fucking seen that in my life. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
That's the premise to a South Park episode.
Is it?
Yeah. Where I think it's Butters. He's like, you sit on it this way so you can put all your stuff on the back.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so he has like all his toys and trinkets on the, you know, the back. He's like, that's how you sit on it, right? And
oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's the one of the jokes of the episode.
This broad, I think, was fully just reverse
cowgirl.
Maybe
she was crazy.
Well, her toenails were questionable. Like, you know how you can judge people based on their feet?
Yeah.
We were like, yo, this chick doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, somebody hasn't filed those nails.
And I got to admit, there's definitely higher standards for a woman.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You gotta take care of your dogs.
As with...
Dudes should, too, obviously, if you're going to put them out there.
Yeah.
But with ladies, the thing is, if a dude's feet are fucked up, you're like, well, he's still a dude, right?
Yikes,
but
if
a lady chooses to wear... There's so many more shoe options for women that are open toe. And if she chooses to wear them and her shit's all crazy looking, it tells you a lot about what's going on upstairs.
So shit's all retarded.
Yeah.
Well, I think that feet and hands, my father said this. I was having dinner with my dad the other night and he goes, you know, you can tell a lot about somebody by their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, isn't that the truth? If you have, especially for women, at least for women.
Yeah.
I know if you got long nails that are kind of high maintenance, you gotta get them filled and replaced, it says something about you that says, look, I enjoy the maintenance,
right,
on something like this. I invest time and energy, so your time and energy is focused on having these ridiculously long.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm a minimalist. I have them real short because I like to type.
Yeah.
I don't like filth.
Right.
I like to pick my nose. I like to know that I can get in there and not hurt myself.
Yeah. And likewise with the feetsies.
Mm.
If you see well-kept, you know, well-groomed, not too crusty and ashy, it says that I care about the appearance of this that I'm putting out there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm putting it out there. And so if I care about maintaining this thing that is, you know, you could even argue is not that important, I probably take care of a lot of things, right?
I take care of my vagina.
Right, my
vagina's. My asshole's clean.
Yeah, if you have really nice nails.
Yeah.
Yeah, your asshole probably gets wiped every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
your teeth
T-shirt right there.
I think that feet and hands are, it's so important. It's every part of your feet have to be clean. Everything has to be clean.
Now, I have really bad hands.
Well, I wouldn't say they're really bad.
It's pretty bad.
What do you think is going on?
Well, I chew. Ever since I was 6 years old, I started biting my nails. I've gone through ups and downs my whole life where I get to points where, and I'm terribly ashamed of them. I get to points where they grow out. I'll try to maintain them. But then when I was, I don't know, a young teenager, I got into biting the cuticle, you know?
That's so painful. That the top,
you're telling
the
me.
The top bit, yeah. Yeah.
And then, again, I go through ups and downs there. I've bought, like, things that you paint with them.
Like, to make it taste bad?
I've done that.
Does that work at all?
It you know what it does, it makes you conscious, because a lot of times you're not really thinking about that you're doing it.
Yeah,
you put it in there when your mind is occupied. I do, I should say. I put it in there when my mind is occupied. I'm really thinking about something. I'm worried about something. I'll do it during movies. I'll do it during games, football games. I'll be like, oh god, what's gonna happen next? Start chewing on my nail. It's horrible. And I've seen people look, you know, like I said, sometimes they don't look too bad. Sometimes they look horrific, but I've seen people, you know, eyes glance to my hands and I'll be like, oh my God, I start thinking about them, thinking about my hands.
Well,
it's terrible.
I've noticed, at least I can't tell what you're thinking all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can kind of guess, but it's not that, it's like food, shitting, coming. Like those are your three
thoughts,
priorities,
Jesus.
Thoughts. Right. But generally, the hand goes in the mouth, like we were watching Orphan Black.
Right.
You get nervous.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, movies, TV shows.
The emotions of it, usually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's a suspenseful show.
Yeah.
If I watch a suspenseful show, I don't do it during a comedy, but if I watch a thriller.
Yeah. You gnaw, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
I go through phases. Like, I used to really, really eat the sides of my thumbs.
Yeah.
I love the meat at the nail beds here, like the hangnail meats. And I, for some reason, I go through phases and waves of it. Like, it's pretty clean right now, but.
Wow. By the way.
You got to calm yourself, son.
I know. But I mean, that's just, it's reality of it, man.
I know, bro.
I don't know if I'll ever stop doing it. I'm 34.
I know.
I mean.
It's never too late, Gene.
It's never too late, but I just, you know.
Yeah, there's shit. You know what I'm saying? You got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. Orphan Black, by the way, I just want to keep heaping praise on the show.
Best, dude.
You guys got to Netflix this or go on demand. And
BBC. It's on BBC.
It's a BBC show, but goddamn, it's just like, it's one of those shows where they, I think they only have the one season done, and I believe it's 10 episodes, and you could fly through them. I mean, there's so many great storylines. If you like suspenseful stuff, it's just the best. I love the show.
Yeah, and it's smart. It doesn't.
Very smart.
It's not. It's not dumbing down.
No, it's great.
Character. The actress plays like six.
She's amazing.
She plays like six or seven different
characters.
Tatiana,
what? I don't know her last name.
I don't even know.
She's
great.
Fantastic.
She's really cool. And you know what's really neat, at least for me, is that it's a female lead, but you don't think of her in terms of being a woman. Like, I don't think like. She's a woman doing, like, she's just a super.
She's really rough around the edges. That's
she's
why.
She's a super badass.
Yeah.
It's kind of, if you like Dark Angel, remember that show Dark Angel?
I never saw it, but I remember the show. It was Jessica Alba, right?
Yeah. And yeah. I loved that show because I loved watching her. I could watch Jessica Alba take a shit. She's so beautiful. And I like to watch her fart.
God,
I
would
like
love
on
to
a
watch
cake
that.
Or something. Yeah.
Oh, cake.
Oh, no. What is the cake lady? What does she go?
No, the cake one.
Oh my god!
No, that's just the fart.
Oh
the fart machine.
God.
Oh my gosh!
The cake girl's like, oh, it's time for cake farts. And she's like, ooh.
Oh
ooh,
my god.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
But it's smart and it's a fucking great show, dude. I'm fully into it right now too.
Fully into it, man. Do we need to like take care of this so we can keep going?
Take care of what?
The dog.
He's being crate trained. Listen, this is part.
I know, but I don't want to hear it. Like, and I don't think our listeners do either. Like,
is it bumming you out? Is that one?
Yeah, the whining is bothering me.
Oh.
It's distracting.
Okay. Do you want to pause for a moment?
Yes.
Okay, let's pause. My God.
Okay. Yeah. Back.
Repeat.
We let him out.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, Amish Mafia new season premieres tonight.
But you're not into that again, right?
No, I don't like Breaking Amish. That show's totally fake.
Oh.
But Amish Mafia, I think, is only partially fake. Like, I think that those guys are legit to some capacity. It's a fucking good show. Did you ever get into it with me?
Yeah, I watched a bunch of episodes with you.
The Schwarza's back. That whole, they call him the Schwarza Amish.
Which one is that?
Can you guess? It's not very creative.
But the guy, he was in the last season?
Yeah, so there's a guy they call the Schwarza Amish, who's like the one black guy.
Oh, that's right.
In all of
with
Amish
the cornrows.
Country, yeah.
He was like adopted or something, right?
Yeah.
And he's in and out of prison all the time?
Yeah. And so Levi fucked him over and got him in jail, and he's out, and he's going to fucking put his wrath on Levi. It's
that's
pretty
right.
Great.
Yeah.
So.
So a lot of backstabbing and double-crossing on that show.
There's a lot of planning, a lot of scheming.
Yeah.
You know what?
A lot of horse and carriages.
A lot of buggy destroying.
Not a lot of electricity. It's
nah.
Good show.
I mean, you know what? Even if it is fake, it really is good entertainment.
It's entertaining.
I love watching them, and I like watching them speak their language, too.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Some of those guys remind me of our landlord. He's a real resilient. resourceful guy.
That's one way of putting it, yeah.
He can. He's just like, yeah, bro. Like, he's anything you tell him, he's like, oh, fuck yeah.
He's rad, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a punker, like, former punker dude, I feel like.
Yeah, and I think he used to party really hard.
Yeah.
And he's like a dock worker.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he owns this place. And
dude, he built this place with his two hands.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Remember when he was telling us about the window in the kitchen? He's like, I built this window so you could be outside and be like, yo, give me a fucking drink. And then you could be like, yeah, what kind of shit do you want to drink?
Yeah.
Like, he went into the a back and forth conversation that was in his head.
Yeah.
Like, instead of like, you could ask for drinks, he was like, what do you want to drink? Well, I got margaritas, I got tequila.
That's
I got
what
beer.
He's saying, yeah.
And I was like,
you can fucking make like margaritas and shit back here.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's fucking awesome, bro.
Yeah, he's rad. So
he is rad.
We were outside the other day, he's done all kinds of shit like this. A beehive that was starting to get pretty sizable.
Yeah.
By the garage.
Under the garage there, yeah.
And took a picture of it. And I don't know how to fuck with bees. I don't like fucking with bees.
I don't think you should. We're not qualified to fuck
no.
with bees.
And there's a lot of bees swarming around it.
Yeah.
I'm actually scared most for Theo because
there's
horrible stories about dogs getting stung by bees, you know.
Like multiple, like they can be allergic, right?
Oh, yeah. They can die. So, I want to say that something like that happened to one of Red Band's ex-girlfriend's dog.
What?
Really sad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Really?
Like,
remember?
He got
yeah.
stung and then he passed away. Like,
yeah, it was horrible.
And like convulsed. And
they were freaking out. It's a nightmare. Yeah. So I was thinking about that. I texted it to him and he's like, I'll take care of it. And like a few hours later, I'm looking out the window. I see him like poking at it.
Uh-huh.
With a stick. I'm like, what? And then I can hear him talking to our neighbor like, yeah, there's like a bunch of bees over here, man.
So
I gotta
great.
Get rid of these fucking things.
Uh-huh.
And then when you asked him.
Well, because like I had to call him because the water wasn't working properly.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, that's all right. I know how to turn that shit on. So anyway, I'm like, oh, hey, Jeff, thanks for taking care of the bees. And he's like, well, you know, I got like a beekeeper's hat. I go and I just, you know, I'm like, how did you get rid of it? He's like, I just fucking sprayed it. And then I knocked it down. I'm like, where did you throw it? Oh, I put it in your garbage can. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, but I wrapped it up a lot. Like, I wrapped it up in, like, a paper bag and two. Like, I wrapped it up, so it's cool.
It's cool.
I'm yeah. like, oh.
And by the way, wasn't wearing a beekeeper's mask.
Right.
He was wearing a baseball hat.
Right. Yeah. Lunatic.
Totally crazy.
Yeah.
What is up, ever since we moved to this neighborhood, what is up with the amount of cobwebs and spiders?
I don't know, bro.
Like, this is like spider haven. I
it's
never
terrifying.
Knew that.
I know.
Is that a thing that beach communities have more spiders?
Can somebody tell me?
Because I never knew that.
I don't. I mean, I've lived in California my whole life, and the only time I've ever had this many spiders is when I lived in Silver Lake on that Stair Street.
Did you have this many?
Hell yeah, man.
Really?
Up in the woods, because essentially it's just wild shit, man. Yeah. We had skunks, rats, spiders,
fuck all
coyotes,
that.
All
that.
That shit in your house. I had a black widow in my shower at that old place.
I remember that shower.
Yeah. It was like a fucking fire hose, remember?
Yeah.
That shit just dumped on you.
It was single spout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit was old school.
That was a prison shower.
It was a total. Yeah.
So.
Fucking spiders.
I don't know. Tell me if any of you live near the beach. Tell me if you have a lot more spiders. Because this is crazy. Like, literally, I'll take the hose. I'll hose down everything. There'll be cobwebs on trash cans, on chairs. Like every.
The archways.
Yes.
Like
everything that you get. Spiders, spiders, web, spider, spider, spider.
Yep.
Hose it off. Next morning, fucking, they're like, you didn't like that? What, do you like this one? And like a new. Web is up. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I fucking walked through one today. I was eating lunch outside with Theo, and I just walked right into one spider crawling on me. It's disgusting.
Totally disgusting.
I know, bro.
All right. So I want to preface this with, you know, there's a lot of new listeners to the show. We see that. We meet them on the road. Mm. And if you're a new listener, you may have just heard one of the last few episodes, and you noticed that there were some farts. Mm. There were some farts. There was talk about farts, you know, brown associated things. And you might be like, is this show just about farts?
Hmm.
No, it's not. This show is not just about farts. And normally,
it's
become,
about burps, too.
It's about burps.
And shits.
Dudes.
Dudes.
Yeah. Teeth.
Dental update.
you know, would you rathers?
Mm-hmm.
Wiping?
Yeah.
Killing?
Yeah.
And normally, because we just covered some farts, if we had come in contact with something fart related, we would have put it off for a while. We would have archived it, if you will, and gone back to it. But every once in a while, you come across something that is so spectacular, so fantastic, so out of the ordinary that you can't help but give it your attention and say, I need to share this with the world. Am I right?
I would even say that's an understatement. I believe that you and I have been perusing these videos for the last 48 hours constantly, nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't fall asleep the other night because we were up laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
The first time you showed me what we're about to play, I couldn't open my eyes to laugh. I was crying.
You were crying.
We had to pull the car over and I had to weep uncontrollably. That's how much I loved it and how much you love it.
It
might be the best thing that's ever happened to the show.
That's how big of, and you know, a lot of times we get multiple submissions of things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if that's the case, I try to give, like, if we think about it, you know, we do all this on our own. So sometimes it was just a matter of trying to get things together and we forget about, hey, thank you to so-and-so for sending that in. So if you've ever sent in a clip, we love when you send this stuff in. A lot of times it brings our attention to that thing. And if you haven't been given your credit on the show, you know, we apologize. We just literally get so far past it.
Yeah.
That we forget to credit
people. But just
people.
Know that we read all your stuff.
We
and
do.
We love your emails, and thank you guys.
And we love your finds. When you find stuff like this,
oh,
you send
light.
It.
Oh, my light. This is amazing.
So I want to give credit to, because this was actually, I've only seen this submitted once, and it was submitted by Kevin Layock.
Kevin, thank
Excuse
you.
Excuse me, Kevin Laycock. Laycock.
Mm-hmm.
L-A-Y-C-O-C-K. Mr. Kevin Laycock sent this to me. I watched it. And I had those tears alone. And I would have sent it to you, but I wanted to watch you watch it.
Right.
So I showed it to you the other day.
Right.
And you guys must be like, wow, this is a pretty big setup. But this guy is so special.
It deserves it.
It deserves it. Now,
I can't. I know. You know, my throat hurts from laughing at this for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
We've been so excited to share this with you guys. This is unbelievable.
This man has 4 pages... of videos.
I gotta
of himself
put my drink down. I can't even take a sip of this.
Farting.
This.
Yeah. He farts in his tidy whities. And as the fart videos continue, the brown spots get bigger. And he has an unbelievable gift for farting. I mean, these are really out of this world farts. These are not ordinary farts.
No.
No. Let's get started with.
I can't take it. I don't even know
Maybe
if I can keep my headphones on.
Maybe a singular fart.
I can't
know.
Keep my headphones on.
Now, he really enjoys showing himself as this fart master.
Well, what does he call himself?
His handle, he has a bunch of nicknames, you know, and all great artists are known by more than one name. But this gentleman, his handle on LiveLeak, if you go to liveleak.com, it's I fart in yo face. That's I fart in Y-O face, in yo face. He also calls himself Harry and Gross, the Harry Ass Ripper, King Ass Ripper, which is my favorite name for him because
by far, yeah.
He is royalty.
Absolutely.
Yeah, King Ripper. Gassy Glutton, Hairy and Gross Glutton. These are all his own self-imposed nicknames for himself.
Don't say it. I mean, you make it sound like he hasn't earned it.
He's definitely earned it.
Gross.
He burps.
Farts even bigger.
Now
that's the essence of it too.
That is
and his commentary.
He has his go-to line after one that he's proud of is "damn." Like he always drops it.
Uh-huh. Damn.
if he's really proud of it.
Oh, damn.
Now the other.
Oh, I don't know if I can even do this segment. I'm physically in pain from laughing the last 2 days.
Theatrical thing.
Oh, God.
The one I always look for is when he likes what he's doing.
Yes.
He'll give you the thumbs up.
Right. Or two thumbs
or the
up.
Double thumbs up if it's really good. Yeah. And that's pretty spectacular.
Oh,
let's hear more of his work. Whoa.
Wow.
Are you hearing the,
I can't. And especially with the earphones, because I can hear the detail now.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You can hear it. It's like a fine wine. I can hear the depth. I can hear the flavors, the smokiness.
Now, you might wonder, is this a game or am I being duped? Well, he has some videos that are just in his glutton genre where he shows you what he eats to create these farts.
It's cause and effect. Are, he shows
yes,
you.
They are really, I mean, pretty disgusting. I mean, here's his chili cheese dog.
Okay.
All right. Hair, yeah, stripper. Hairy and gross. King ass rippers back here for another fucking glutton video.
Yeah.
Because I was feeling pretty gluttonous with my fucking big hairy beer gut.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, today I'm going all out because I'm hungry. So, 2 foot-long Coney dogs. Yeah.
By the way, he eats everything and does every video just wearing tighty whities.
And filthy
no
ones.
No shirt. How filthy?
There's literally a brown streak on his asshole. And then it gets browner and browner as he farts because more poo gets flecked on it. And the best part, too, which you guys really need to look at this guy, watch his videos to understand the theatrics.
Absolutely. Like, he does a lot of different movements.
Right. It's all about movement, placement. Like, he'll put his legs up like a diaper being changed on a baby. Like, legs up, side. Sometimes he gets on all fours and puts his ass to the camera so you can really see and feel what's happening. I often like his ruses, the playful ruses.
Yeah, he does.
I'm just going to do some sit-ups here.
Yes, the exercising, the sit-ups one was fantastic.
And then it turns into like a five-hour fart fest.
Workout farts. I have it logged.
Oh.
I'm going to do some push-ups.
So as he does a sit-up, he sits up and farts. And then he goes back down.
Damn, I ripped ass.
You sure did.
Try some push-ups.
Okay. Oh. Do a push-up.
Can't do no more.
He did one push-up.
So good.
He did one push-up.
You realize that this, remember that movie Idiocracy?
Yes.
Where it was just an audience watching a butt farting? That's what this is.
This is it, yes.
We've reached it, and it's amazing.
And we're the idiots.
And I love it. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if this makes me a donkey. Love it.
I love it, too.
We watched at least 4 pages of these videos.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to his food. You got the food, too. And the other thing he likes to do when he eats is he likes to eat very menacingly. Into the camera, and he growls and snorts.
Like a wrestler, kind of. He's like a wrestler of farts.
Yeah, that's not it. A large chili cheese tater tots. And fucking 2 big massive ass deluxe burgers. Yes. All right, here we go. I'm going to start with the fucking Coney. Here we go.
And he eats shirtless so that it all spills on his gut.
And then he eats off of his own stomach and chest. Yeah. It's really spectacular. Let's see I don't know if you caught some of these other farts. Oh my God.
Damn.
Now,
and he's a young guy. I would say it looks as though he lives with his parents, and he's maybe in his, like, I would say he's 28.
Yep.
And for a single 28-year-old man to post about 50 videos of himself farting in his underwear, it's pretty bold.
It's real bold.
Yeah.
He has a message for people.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd like to hear it. I don't know if you've heard it.
Oh, sniff, Dad. Damn.
Oh, that's what I pulled this one for you.
Okay.
The message is at the end. But right there, you might hear him. He's struggling. And what I love about this guy is that he doesn't see obstacles as a wall that stops him.
Interesting.
He sees it as a challenge that he's going to get through.
You know what? I think Oprah on Super Soul Sunday said the same thing.
Did
with
she?
The Onla. Yeah, you got to push through obstacles.
So right here, he's really having a tough time.
Yeah.
But then he lets out some that have such pop to them that it really makes you appreciate.
Perseverance.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, he's like, that's not really. He's
like an athlete.
Gasping.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it, yeah. Oh my.
None of you motherfuckers can rip ass like this. I'm farting on you haters.
He's farting on his haters.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, there's no haters here. That's
no.
for sure.
I can't believe it. This guy's amazing.
Yeah, he's really, really.
He's like an athlete. He takes an athlete's approach. He's the Lance Armstrong of farting.
Oh.
Well, I can tell you exactly what causes that kind of fart.
Do you know he's from the great state of Michigan, too?
He is. We keep getting Michigan. I mean, for those of you that don't know, Michigan.
Where's your name, bitch? Where's your name, bitch? Where's your name?
That's Michigan.
Right. Okay. The rhubarb lady.
Absolutely.
What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Brace.
Michigan.
Michigan. And now, perhaps the greatest person that's ever been on our show.
Oh, damn.
Michigan. Now.
It's so unbelievable. King ass ripper.
He has so much going on these pages. And we are just mesmerized and we see the gift.
Smitten.
Absolutely smitten. So if you would... We really need a campaign going to get this guy on our show. Please go to liveleak.com. Please create an account. And then go to I Fart In Yo Face. Go to his channel. The latest video is called New Video. The Wait Is Over, it says. There's also Coke Burps, Chili Cheese, montage videos.
I like his montage videos.
Yeah.
I really feel like that showcases his talent.
The montages are the best. He's got in one of them, he has the montage pulls from the best of his work.
Oh, wow.
This is from one of the montages here.
Oh.
He does that a lot, too.
Yeah. Theatrics. It's good.
Sniff that one, baby. Oh, damn.
He issues a challenge.
Right.
He issues.
I challenge any of you think you can fart bigger than me.
Yep.
Wow. Do you think any of our listeners could challenge him?
Well, it would be. I mean, it's impressive. I mean, I think the one that it really there's two that really stand, actually three that stand out the most. His Christmas stocking farts.
I love that one.
That's where he farted into everybody's stocking.
I believe the title is Last Christmas I Gave You My Farts.
That's right.
That's the title of that one.
That is correct. I believe that is the title.
I've studied his work.
He's just got so much
talent. Showmanship, absolutely. Perseverance, yes. Talent, drive, all of it.
Last Christmas I gave you my fart.
Oh, my fart.
My
okay.
fart. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to.
I'm a fart in some stockings. And it's one.
He lines up his ass to every stocking in his family's home and farts into each stocking.
It's two. Three.
Hey.
Four. That's what they get for Christmas. King ass whipper.
That's the king. You guys, we got to get the king on this show. I mean, we just have to. That's one of my favorite ones.
Well,
dang.
I contacted him on Live Leak as a comment because I don't know how to email him directly.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have a Twitter account. If you guys know of a way to contact this guy directly, please let us know.
I mean, everything points to him being in Detroit. That's what it says. That accent doesn't scream Detroit to me.
No.
But I thought he was kind of a dead ringer for Sickler. You know, he kind of has that, kind of looks like
Sickler's what you think.
Yeah, he kind of has that Maryland.
Yeah.
The bull.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you're
damn,
right.
A ripped ass. Yeah. That's what all those Baltimore guys, a ripped ass. So that's what I thought. But it says that he's in Michigan.
Do you think his parents liked his stocking?
I think the thing that makes me laugh the most is imagining his parents getting an email from like, have you seen your son in this?
and this.
Do you know that your son's making these from your house? Because I put something in your stocking last week too, but it wasn't that.
Right. Wait, I also like one. There's one where he's sitting on the dresser.
Yes, that's coming
up.
That's
the best
I thought
one.
That we could save that. The Swedish meatballs is another one where, I mean, he eats in these really disgusting ways. Yeah. So much food, so fast. And like I said, like in the Swedish meatball one, he eats and then from a fork. And then at a certain point, he just tosses the fork and starts eating the meatballs off the plate like an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And he menacingly stares into and he makes these very guttural animalistic sounds. And it's really.
Oh, yeah. Look at all that. Meatballs and onions and cabbage. Oh.
Couldn't help
it. Already running through me.
Already running through me.
Oh, splotchy ass farts.
That one has really bad audio. And he's just eating just super aggressive. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to watch.
Yeah,
sometimes.
It's hard to hear, too. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. But what he does is one video that I think combines his two favorite worlds, which are eating and farting.
Hmm.
And that is the Swiss cake farts video.
Okay.
Fucking fart on these fucking Swiss cakes. Eat them.
So he's going to sit on these Swiss cakes, fart on them, and then eat them.
Oh.
And he sits in his tidy whities with a big brown streak. Sits all the way, smashes the Swiss cakes, farts all over them, and then eats them.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder why this challenge.
Yeah. While burping and farting.
Huh. Yeah.
Whoa. Oof.
Fuckers. I just ripped ass all over.
He always eats like that.
He's the king, babe. That's how kings eat.
Yeah.
He's hairy and gross.
It's a little scary.
I wonder what his goal is with this. You know, what's the result?
So far, I'm just mesmerized.
Do you think he wants like a television show, or what do you? I mean,
I don't know.
Damn.
He got even a damn.
Because if he gets enough of a following, NBC will give him a show.
I don't even know what he said there, but I'm in heaven with this guy. So the two other super impressive farts, the one I call the flute fart, and I think you know which one that is.
Oh, that's where masterful.
He lays on his side, so his brown streaked chonies are facing the camera, and then he puts his hand up to his butthole, and he taps it and plays with it. Mm. As he's farting, so
like
that
like a pan flute, if
it's
you will.
Exactly.
Like so a Peruvian thing.
It's so the pitch will go up and down, you know.
We'll talk about skill.
Yeah, I mean, just listen to this.
There it is. There's the hand work. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Oh my gosh.
Huh. Oh, man.
That's so good.
And I thought I'd save the best for last, the dresser fart.
Oh my life.
And this one, we didn't see this coming.
No.
Here in this one, King Ass Ripper sits on a dresser, mm-hmm. and the hard surface he figured out can only enhance the magical gift that he has. So he sits on the dresser.
Well, when a craftsman finds the right tools, it can only enhance what's naturally there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's as if, you know, the Statue of David, Michelangelo carved that, right?
Right.
The form existed before he carved it.
Or is that
it.
Da Vinci?
Or Da Vinci. I don't know.
I don't know.
Whoever carved that shit, you understand? It was there, and then God graced him with the ability to carve that shape out of the marble, you know, but it was always there.
Right.
That's how this guy has his skill.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, hard dresser to fart on. Fucking king ass ripper right here. Hairy and gross. Fucking start sending me some gassy ass beans so I can make these farts even bigger.
Yes.
I challenge any of you think you can fart bigger than me.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Do you
think he has a girlfriend?
He says in one of these videos, none of my girlfriends want to sleep next to me.
Hmm.
I don't know.
It's definitely a deterrent. I mean, if I saw you and you had all these videos, I'd be like, I don't know.
But you didn't say no. You said, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not completely...
I think you might have mental problems.
Well, I will say this. If we can get this campaign going and King Ass Ripper is like, what I really want are some beans, I will send a special care package of all his favorite fart-inducing foods to his house. I mean, top-of-the-line stuff, too.
Yeah. Hot dogs. He likes oatmeal.
Whatever you
he
want.
He likes beans. He likes Swedish meatballs. We'll fucking do it, buddy.
He likes Cokes.
Oh, God.
This one has music.
All started.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn.
I wonder who's editing this stuff. This looks pretty good.
It is.
I mean, so anyways, you see that we found a treasure chest, and we weren't just going to let it sit on this.
No.
You know, you just can't do that.
No, it's amazing.
It's totally amazing.
More monster fucking farts later.
So crazy.
That's with a mouthful. He's
so
eating.
So crazy.
He's eating, I think, the hot dogs, the chili, and he's saying that as he's eating, it's one of the glutton videos, that more monster farts will come later as a result of this food.
More monster fucking farts later.
There's a certain, like, serial killer quality to the guy. Yeah.
He reminds me a little of G.G. Allen.
G.G. Allen, what a great, yeah. Yeah,
he's got a little bit of that, I'm fucking crazy, I hate the world.
Oh, man.
I wonder what will become of King Ass Ripper.
I don't know,
but first of all, we got to get a hold of him. So
we do. Please go to LiveLeak. Please create a LiveLeak account.
Or a fake one.
Whatever, yeah. Just create
it. We're on there. We subscribe to him, your mom's house.
And just compliment him. Shower him with praise.
Yeah, get him
Let
to
him
do the
know
show.
That you think he's great, that his talent is like no other.
Yeah.
And encourage him to email the podcast's email, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com, just to contact us in any way. We got to get King Ass Ripper on this show.
Yeah.
And if we could make it happen, you guys made it happen with Brace.
That's right.
We can make it happen with King Ass Ripper.
And what's really neat about him being on LiveLeak is that it's all like political stuff. It's like Afghanistan news, and then it's this guy farting. It's. I think LiveLeak is meant to be a genuine information sharing site.
Well, let's see what's hot right now.
Yeah.
LiveLeak. We pulled a lot of ridiculous stuff from.
There's
LiveLeak.
Silly stuff, but there's also like. Segments that are legitimate for news.
A corrupt cop caught by their own cruiser camera.
And then the guy farting on his dresser. Yeah.
Yeah. Loose crane arm knocks down a man out cold. Yeah. Then there's silly, crazy stuff on here. A lot of WTF stuff, but then very serious news stuff too.
Yeah.
King Ass Ripper. King Ass Ripper. Damn. About to fucking. Smash all these fucking hot dogs and chili cheese dogs and monster fucking farts are gonna come. Damn.
It's so crazy.
Damn.
It really
Damn. It's really amazing.
So bananas.
He's got a gift.
Yes.
So you know it. We love you. Houston, Dallas. A lot of you got tickets already. If you haven't, please get your tickets. Let's have a lot of fun. Friday and Saturday. We're so looking forward
to this. Whoop,
whoop. Whoop, we'll see you then. Always wear your jeans super high. And we'll leave you with this song about our pod. Ready?
My jeans.
I didn't see any white people. They were all blacks. This is the place I should have been always.
Detroit.
It's in Detroit.
Detroit is your mecca.
Because Canada is terrible. Free. Canada is bullshit, it's too good. Band to Detroit.
See the blacks.
Now, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you don't want to live next to people like that.
No,
I
mean,
no. They ruin your life.
Sell me to gypsies. Sell me to gypsies. Sell me to gypsies.
Here, you dumb guinea wop. You can fucking understand this, right? We'll be right back.
Italians are really crazy.
Yeah.
There's so many ugly little babies. It's the women say, "Oh, she's so cute," and you look at, "Fuck, is this is a monkey?" Fuck off, get the fuck out of here. Fuck off, get the fuck out of here.